This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the program, Know Your Lord. We were discussing about the conditions of testimony of faith, the conditions of Shahada. Before the break, we talked about the first condition is the knowledge that you need to have when you are testifying that there is no God except Allah. And you need to have that knowledge with certainty, with no doubt whatsoever, that you are believing that there is no God except Allah. And we talked about the acceptance, which is the third condition of Shahada. Acceptance calls our attention towards the action. When we know that there is no God except Allah, when we are certain that there is no God except Allah, now is the time that we accept and embrace what all commands that He gives, what all prohibitions that He says, we need to abandon them. What all commands that He gives, we need to abide by it throughout our lives. This is called acceptance of Shahada. We need to accept, even though we do not like it, we need to accept what all our Lord commands us. And this is what it means, the acceptance of Shahada. Moreover, our relationship between Allah and us is master and slave. What is the relationship between the master and slave? The master is the owner of that slave. He can command anything, and the slave has to listen. We'll take a small example, like an employment. If we get employed somewhere from 9 to 6, we have to obey, we have to comply, we have to accept all the things which the employer commands us to do. Allah owns us 24/7, my brothers and sisters. Allah is the owner of everything. When we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that we accept anything and everything what He says. And we will abandon, we will prohibit, we will forget about those things which He has prohibited. This is the real meaning of the acceptance of Shahada. So this is the third condition of Shahada, of testimony of faith, that is the acceptance. The fourth condition of Shahada is we accept this testimony, we accept this Shahada with humility. We are not proud, we are not boasting, we are not doing a favor on anybody by testifying that there is no God except Allah. We have the knowledge of it, backed up with certainty. We know for sure that we need to accept Him at any point. This acceptance must be done with humility. You need to behave and humble yourself as a slave does. The slave, he does anything and everything, and he does it with complete humility to his Lord, to his master. And this is what the condition al-inqiyad means, humility. You basically accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is the Lord. He is the Lord who deserves to be worshipped. And you, whether you accept it or not, are the slaves of Allah. Now that you have done this Shahada, which is meaningful, you have got the knowledge that you have recited a testimony of faith, you have testified that there is no God except Allah. Based on your knowledge, you're certain about it, you have accepted it. Now, what you need to do is to humble yourself and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete humility, with inqiyad. Show yourself, act in the heart, in the mind, in the tongue, on your body, that you are the slave of Allah. You are the slave of Allah. So humility is the condition of Shahada, of the testimony of faith. The next condition of Shahada is was sidq, with truthfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves a person who is truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves a person who is truthful. And when he is truthful in shahada, in testifying that there is no God except Allah, this person will never be disloyal to his Lord. He will never be dishonest to his Lord. He will never corrupt his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will always be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shahada must be done based on the truthfulness of that person. He should be truly understanding it, certainly, with acceptance, in humility, he must accept it as true in terms of everything. So truthfulness is the condition of shahada, which makes a person, his shahada, more meaningful and fruitful. The next condition of shahada is sincerity. Islam, my brothers and sisters, is all about sincerity. Islam is all about sincerity. And if you are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while testifying this testimony, this shahada, la ilaha illallah, you are sincere, you will never ever bow down, you will never ever worship anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your ibadah will be only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An'am, Surah number 6, ayat number 162, قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّ, most certainly, صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, my living, my dying, my prayer, my sacrifice, everything is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. The person who testifies this must have that sincerity, must acknowledge this shahada, this testimony, with complete sincerity, that there is no God except Allah, and I will always humble myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will always worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never bow down to a grave or to a saint or to a prophet or to an angel. I will never put my forehead on the ground for anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the person who sincerely accept the shahada. He is the person who knows that there is no one worthy of worship, worthy of my servitude, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who can help me in the times of my need. There is no one who can support me. There is no one who can look after me in all my needs, except Allah. So make sure that your shahada is sincere. So we talked about the knowledge, we talked about the certainty that we need to have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in shahada. We need to make sure that we do it with inqiyad, with humility. We need to make sure that we do it with truthfulness. And we need to make sure that it goes with complete sincerity, without any pollution in between, without polluting your shahada. You need to make sure that you actually have complete sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next condition of shahada, of testimony of faith, is the denial. You, as a person who testifies this testimony, this shahada, confirms that there is no God worthy of worship. There is no person, there is no deity, there is no prophet, there is no angel, there is no creature who is worthy of worship. You deny everything in the strongest of terms. Also, the denial of everything which Allah does not like. Anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits, you deny that. You abandon that. And that is how you strengthened your shahada. Denial of every other God and denial of all the prohibitions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. The last and the final condition of shahada is the adherence. This calls out for an action. When you know, when you have the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you know that there is no God worthy of worship, when you are certain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only God worthy of worship, when you have accepted Him in full humility, when you are truthful in saying, in believing in your heart and in your actions, when you are sincere in what you are saying, in what you are bearing witness to, in what you are acknowledging, you are sincere and you have denied all the rest of the gods, all the demigods, and you have denied all the commands of prohibitions given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have denied all these things, the last thing which is left for you as a condition of shahada is that adherence of all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When you testify, you need to comply with your testimony. When you testify, you have acknowledged that you will abide your life, you will live your life as per the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the definition of a Muslim. A Muslim is the one who submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And submission must be of total. The submission must be of totality. It must be that you have to adhere, you have to comply, you have to follow, you have to obey all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and all what Muhammad, peace be upon him, has given as a teaching. So these are the conditions of shahada, the testimony of faith. In order to make our key usable for us, meaningful for us, and worthwhile, we need to comply with all these conditions that we discussed, and that is knowledge, certainty, acceptance with humility, with truthfulness, with sincerity, with complete denial of everything, and with the humbleness, with the adherence, with the obedience. These are the conditions that will make our shahada, that is the key, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, open the door of heaven. With this, we conclude this episode, that is the testimony of faith and conditions of shahada. In the next episode, we shall talk about the meaning of tawheed, that is oneness of Almighty God, its importance and its categories. Till then, do remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive to follow all these conditions so that we may make our testimony of faith fruitful and meaningful. With this, we end this episode. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.